Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking beef demand with Erica Rosasenko right after this.
Wheat farmers, you have the world's top wheat experts working for you right here in our state. Put OSU's wheat expertise to work for you by investing in OSU-developed wheat varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Long-trusted winning varieties and brand-new trendsetters offer great results, and the sale of these varieties ensures that OSU's wheat research program remains strong and independent. Invest in high yields and the future of Oklahoma wheat farming. Log on today to okgenetics.com.
This past week was the first indication of not bad beef movement for the Memorial Day holiday. Our wholesale box beef trade responded pretty well, according to Erica Rosasenko with the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver.
Actually, very good trade this past week. Looks like coming off of the Memorial Day holiday, which gives us a good indication of where consumer demand is going into the summer grilling season. Very strong. It appears holiday sales were strong. That's giving us some positive indication as we move through the summer. Overall, the choice box beef cutout was up about $2. Particularly, it was driven by the rib and the loin. We saw the rib up $4 to $5 on a week-to-week basis, and the loin even more, $8 to $9 on a week-to-week basis. So looking ahead and based on some of the action we saw this past week, retailers look to be featuring a lot of beef products going into the 4th of July holiday, the summer, ribs, loins. Very positive outlook coming out of Memorial Day holiday week, but there are still a lot of concerns on the beef market, particularly the consumer demand front. We did get some economic news last week, indicated some slow growth still occurring in our economy. Gas prices have moderated some, but still they are relatively high. There's just some questions going on, and we still have relatively lower-priced pork and poultry going into the summer, but still very positive price gains in the box beef. Movement, of course, was down because we were coming off of a holiday week.
Most certainly, one thing that Erica did mention just a moment ago, the somewhat cheaper gas prices could be very positive for the beef cattle business in the days to come, as we should see some more moderation with these lower crude oil values that we've had in recent days. That's almost got to mean, and it translates eventually into some cheaper gas prices. That could mean some more dollars every time that the consumer fills up that gasoline tank. That'll mean a few more dollars in their pocket that they may spend at least some of it for beef. Now, as far as the tightness of our beef supplies, that relates back, obviously, to our very tight cattle supplies, both fat cattle but also feeder cattle.
We are in a tight supply-driven market. We've been in this market for quite some time, and that's going to continue to support calf and feeder prices, particularly as we're looking ahead based on corn crop forecasts, very large crop expected, give or take how the growing season plays out. But that's also providing a little bit of support to this calf and feeder market. So, yes, it was interesting to see these prices move up and probably going to see them in this range and week-to-week jumps as we continue.
In talking with Eric Atkinson on Agriculture Today and the K-State Radio Network, Erica Sanco-Rosa also talked about higher carcass weights, at least for the time being this spring, and says historically, really, they're not that far out of line at all.
Typically in the summer months, we do start to see carcass weights seasonally increase, and we're right at that transition where weights bottom out for the year and then they move upwards. There has been concern this year that we have well above year-ago weights, but if you go back a few years, they're not that high if we consider the fact that we had very good performance this year, feeding performance, mild winter weather, the increasing use of beta agonists and how that impacts the performance and the overall weight. But really, like I said, if you go back, instead of comparing to last year, but maybe the prior few years, weights are not that large. We're also in more of a tighter cattle supply situation. Supplies are down, forecasted to continue to tighten as we are through the remainder of 2012. So really, with the tight supply situation and the heavier weights, we're still having beef production overall not that large as the weights would indicate because we have that tight supply-driven impact as well. So not too concerned at this point in time.
Erica, it seems like we very quietly have been moving higher on these wholesale box beef prices, choice beef getting closer and closer back to $2 a pound again. Is this something that is sustainable?
Well, a lot of questions still on that wholesale market, the consumer demand. We, as I mentioned, we did see very positive indications coming out of the Memorial Day weekend. Can that hold through July? A lot of featuring, rib loin expected, but we're still seeing a lot of spot market trade. We're expecting cattle supplies to tighten during the second half of the year. So there's a lot of factors at play. It depends where Fed cattle prices move, if they increase relative to what the wholesale market does or vice versa. At this point in time, things look good now. We'll see what happens as we move through the next few weeks.
Indeed we will. Erica Rosasanko, livestock economist with the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. Some comments that she made earlier this week with Eric Atkinson of Agriculture Today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio, Oklahoma Network.